got more issues. Hats off. All right, discussion of amendment to chapter 27, zoning pre-submittal meeting.
Okay.
What was that clarification, Brian?
I believe we've already done a first read of this. Yeah. We don't need to do another first read with an amendment by council.
Okay.
That's correct, we have. This is the item that we chose to table during second reading to discuss the friendly amendment from Councilman Ross about the idea of changing some of the text in the presentation. This is, if you'll recall, the text amendment to the zoning ordinance that was initiated in the pre-submittal meeting. CAP model, wherein the applicant would have a separate and distinct meeting prior to initiating the city process. This would occur outside the bounds of the city with the local landowners and the community group association, neighborhood association, most local to the request. The idea, Councilman Ross, is that we strike the idea of the association and then make it just germane to property owners within 500 feet of the subject property.
All right, quick history on this. Again, Robert was involved in a lot of the discussions, but I think everybody knows, in a nutshell, it's following what DeKalb has been doing for our community way before pre-cityhood, would be throw to the local organizations, whatever that may be, whether it's Dunwoody North, DHA, somewhere else that the community could have interaction with the developer and discuss a project before it goes through cycle. So it's pretty straightforward, pretty simple. They have no true power, so to speak, other than the power of communication. And that's it. So to that end, Councilman Ross, any more thoughts on...
I think he's addressed the concerns that I had.
Okay, does anybody have... Yes, Robert.
Yeah, we did get in the mail during the week, Howard, I don't know whether you copied on it or not, but there were some, one citizen sent us an email that he had clipped out some provisions from other jurisdictions, and there were a couple of, useful sentences in there. So what I'd like to do, and I know all of us got it, I'd like to send that to you and have you take a look, and if there are any things in there that you think the ordinance will benefit from, I'd like to invite you to put them in as a red line. Particularly, there were some discussion on the timing for the meeting. In other words, last time we talked about should we have in there, at a mutually agreeable time or not. And I think what I'm going to suggest is you take out a mutually agreeable time and you look at this, the wording from the sort of ordinance, which talks about the meeting shall not be held on a holiday, the meeting shall be held, it had some parameters around when the meeting could be held, but it didn't require agreement. So, that said, I think I'd like to at least have you look at that, maybe you can give us a red line in the next meeting that might clarify some of that.
Okay. It's my understanding that this will come up again for a vote at your next voting
meeting. Yeah. Okay. Yes,
I just, I'm just very happy that you put the thing in there. If they can't find the spot in 2 miles, the city manager will see the location. Yeah, the 2 miles, because that restriction could really create a bind. So thank you, Art. Good work, Art.
Way to do it, Howard.
Okay, any other questions, comments? All right, we're on to